The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Irish Film Classification Office received correspondence about six different films in the first quarter of this year. Films like Oscar favourites Hamnet to the Emerald Fennel's latest release, Wuthering Heights, prompted strong reactions from Irish audiences who felt that some of their contents were not fit for the releases that they got. But how are such decisions made and how much of a say do audiences have in them? Dr. Ciarán Casán, Director of Film Classification at IFCO, joins us to discuss. Good evening to you, Ciarán. I found this really interesting. Like Hamnet, for example, I went to see it in the cinema. I know its classification was 12. I wouldn't have had, I mean, it was a sad film. I was bawling, crying myself at the end, not unlike everybody else in the audience. But I would have said 12 was bang on for that, but yet you got complaints.
Well, we got a small number of correspondents. So if you take into account that, like last year, there were over 11 million tickets nearly sold for Irish cinemas, and we would have got probably about 25
complaints in total.
In total over the year. So it is small, but we do feel it's important, and that's why we publish them. We think it's important from transparency, but also it gives us good feedback from people, because not everybody, people might, takes the trouble to write to us, so we take them all into
account.
And
if there's 11 million tickets sold, but also people are watching things on streamers and everything, so much more than that will have seen, and dodgy boxes and everything, so people have seen these films in greater numbers even than that, and there's only 25 complaints. Is that because you're getting it exactly right, or is that because people don't even know that they can complain as such?
Well, I think people know that they can complain about any kind of estate service, so but part of publishing the complaints is to make people aware that there is an avenue to do that. But also, not everybody takes the trouble to write to us. So as well as taking into account complaints we get, we do focus groups and we do other research. So we have a variety of ways to get feedback from the audience. But I think when you look at the kinds of issues that people are raising within those, it reflects our research. So it is around sexual content. It is around violence. It is also in terms of some harmful behaviours that people have feel that need to be flagged. We get very few that raise language, which is quite interesting. But also, I think when you look at the complaints, a lot of them, I think, are people who don't fully understand the classification. So a 12A or a 15A means we've rated it as being suitable for 12s or 15s. But parents or guardians who know their children best can make a decision if they want to bring someone that's under that age. And we really
can
encourage
them. Because I thought that 12A meant 12s accompanied. So they could come as young as 12, but there needed to be an adult with them in case they were upset. Is that not what it means?
No. So 12A means that it's suitable for over 12. So an over 12 or over can go on their own. But if you want to bring somebody who's younger than 12, then they should be accompanied. And the same for the 15A.
So it's the below 12s need to be. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. What kind, you mentioned that it's about sexual content, maybe violence, those are the types of things. What kind of complaints would have been made about a film like Hamnet? I didn't think Hamnet was particularly sexually graphic. I thought it was quite a beautiful film. Something like that. What are people saying about it?
And Hamnet, there was a scene in the first half of the film which was a scene with sexual content in it, and that was the one that we had two pieces of correspondence about, two separate pieces. But I think within that as well, you know, these are the areas that we looked at and debated ourselves in terms of making these classification decisions. So it was good to see that these are the very issues that people were coming back to us on. But the other piece I think is important to recognise, in some of the correspondence and feedback we get, people are looking for things to be over 18s, where we were debating between a 12A and a 15A, and people felt that it should be over 18s. The same was the case in the correspondence we got about One Battle After Another, which was a 15A, very successful film, and the person who wrote us in that instance had brought a 10-year-old to see it.
Okay.
Now, if we say it's 15A, we're saying it's suitable for 15s and over, but if you want to make a decision to bring someone who's under 15, you can. 10 seems a stretch to me.
So somebody brought them to a 15A film and then complained, brought their 10-year-old.
Yes.
Is that not on them now, with due respect?
No, it is. But equally, we take the correspondence into account. We wrote
back
to them.
Can I ask the complaints on One Battle After? I've also seen that. What was the complaints on that?
It was about the sexual content again, that it wasn't suitable. And I would agree it wasn't suitable for 10-year-old.
Yeah, but bringing your 10-year-old to a 15's film, that's people should send the complaint to themselves. Here's a question. How do you come up with the ratings? I mean, how do you decide? Obviously, you're looking at sexual content, you're looking at violence, you're looking at all that sort of stuff. I keep coming back to Hamlet just because I know there was complaints about it. I don't even remember a sex scene in Hamlet. It obviously made no impact. I do remember the grief, and I do remember there was quite a realistic, I would say, birth scene. Yeah. And you wouldn't always, I thought Jesse Buckley did an amazing job on it, but you wouldn't always see such a realistic or wasn't so much graphic, but it was the realism of it was there. How do you, is it very subjective what you guys do or do you have specific criteria?
No, we have a set of guidelines which we published and updated last year, but we look at, so you take the extent to which something is graphic or sustained, or is it something which is more implied? They're the kinds of factors we take into account, and the extent to which it's justified by the story and how it's resolved. So we take into account a range of factors in terms of how the theme of the film, the context, how it's approached, and then look specifically at a couple of areas we've talked about.
Is there a panel of you, Ciarán, who discuss it?
No.
Or is it you?
No, well, we have a small team, but ideally we try, especially for big releases, to have more than one person viewing it, but it's not always possible. So given the volume of content that's coming through, like this year in the first quarter, we certified nearly 200 films and 200 trailers for release in Ireland.
Someone has said, your guest, despite the complaints, must have a great job. Watching movies for a living ain't bad.
Well, the stat I always throw out with that, like the majority of the films, the largest percentage last year we did were Indian language films. So, you know, there's some that you would be interested in seeing, but there's an awful lot of content that you probably, if you were sitting down at night,
you're because it's work.
Yeah, that you wouldn't pick to watch yourself. But that being said, you know, there are some, like everything, there's certain parts that are enjoyable.
The criteria, you're saying you have set a criteria, and I understand, well, you know, you're applying, it suits the film, it's graphic, it's not graphic, it's sustained, it's not sustained, all that sort of stuff. But obviously, social mores have changed over time. I'm old enough to remember when The Life of Brian was banned here. Did you have to liberalise IFCO at some point along its journey? Was there a previous iteration of it that was had very different criteria?
Yeah, and I think when that change came from censorship to classification about 20 years ago, that was a significant shift. But also the media environment, as you said, has changed, and we've got to follow that. And research we published last year, it was important. We didn't just look at ask audiences think about how they felt content was treated in cinema. We also looked at television. We also looked at on-demand services and asked them to put them together. But one of the big things we want people to do is inform themselves by looking at our advice and guidance on the website, because that will tell you the balance between sexual content, violence, drugs, other elements that are there. And then you can make an informed decision. And it is heartful that over 70% of parents do look at the guidance. But that means there's 30% who don't. And I'd say that's the cohort that we're getting correspondence from
loads
as well.
Loads of people are texting for you. Hamlet is such a traumatic film. I could never bring a 10-year-old to it and expect them to even understand it. I kind of think kids tend to understand their own level of something. I could see them not
I wouldn't bring a 10-year-old to see Hamlet.
I'm not sure I'd bring a 10-year-old.
Or a 12-year-old.
I would bring a 12. I wouldn't bring a 10. Someone else says, Ciarán, do you watch tellies and movies at home, or is that a busman's holiday for you?
No, I still watch other things that we wouldn't come into the...
Can I ask you, Ciarán, I'm curious, do you have any influence over streaming services?
No, we look at home entertainment that's on physical release, but in terms of streaming services, no, they fall under commission demand the same way as television would.
Okay, so they put the rating right. Because I look at some of the Netflix ones that are 12s, and I raise my eyebrows when I'm watching them. Well, not so much now, the kids are older. Like The Kissing Booth 2, they're 12s. I watched that with my daughter and I was thinking, that is not a 12 movie.
And the ratings do vary between streamers and also on television. One of the ones that I was looking at recently, which we certified for home entertainment, was The Night of the Seven Kingdoms, the latest iteration on Game of Thrones.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that got 18s on some streamers, 15s on others, and we rated it at 15 for home entertainment release. So it does vary, and that's where we do encourage people for cinema to go and look at the website.
I presume when we're talking about these ratings, we are talking about younger people. God, I mean, geez, when you think about it, though, they can all go on to Pornhub and get asked, are you 18? Yes, I am. And it's an open access. So I mean, this is almost something kind of quaint about us actually thinking of things being suitable or not. But I presume some of it, I'm not talking about porn, for example, but some films depend on the child. Some kids are terrified of horror, don't really like it myself for the same kind of reason that maybe they don't. Some kids would laugh it off and think nothing of it. Does some of it come down to knowing your own kid as well?
And that is the big thing. You know, so if you take, there are two Irish films that are in the top 10 this weekend, Trad, Lance Daly's new film, and Hokum, which is
a horror
made by Taylor Films. So they're both rated 15A. but for different reasons. So Trad is rated 15A because it's strong sexual content and language, whereas Holcomb has strong violence, supernatural horror and threat. So the headline tells you they're both 15A, but different children will react differently and different adults will react differently.
I think if I was 15, I would have been very scared of Holcomb, but I probably would have thought Trad was fine, as in it wouldn't have affected me particularly. But I don't, the supernatural scary stuff, I'm still no good with it.
And that's why we published the advice under those categories and asked people to go.
So
and
you actually say the reason that this one is got this rating is because of explicit content or because of violence or because of horror features.
And we published that. It's on our website for all the content that we look at, and you can
maybe
search
a
for
last
those.
Question for Kieran. Over the years, have the complaints gone down?
No, they're sort of steady since I've been there since 2023. But there's I think there's one where it's interesting that we get very little around language.
Effing and blind and we don't care.
Yeah, they don't really, no one complains around language.
Yeah. I'm remembering the Father Ted down with this sort of thing outside the Ormond Cinema in Greystones. That's my local cinema where it was shot when Craggy Island was having something inappropriate being played. But I think those days are probably largely over.
I think they are.
Look, thank you very much for joining us and explaining all of that to us. Very interesting. That is Dr. Kieran Cassander, Director of Film Classification at IFCO.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.